unlocking the mysteries of our marine ecosystems. Well, scientists are doing just that, using a DNA technique to discover just what lives in the deep coral reefs of the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. Take a listen to this story from HPR's Casey Harlow.
Researchers with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration returned to Oahu last week after an expedition to the Papahanao Mokuakea Marine National Monument. Although they found invasive algae outbreaks and a reef destroyed by Hurricane Walaka, there is also good news. They found a new form of coral reef habitat at a depth of 300 feet off the Pearl and Hermes Atoll. To better understand what lives there, the expedition team brought back samples to conduct an interesting test. Richard Pyle is with the Bishop Museum and was the expedition's deep sea tech expert.
We collected water samples for eDNA analysis. Now, eDNA refers to environmental DNA. Everyone's familiar with taking DNA off of a person or off of an organism. But what eDNA is samples all the free DNA floating out in an environment. In our case, that environment was the deep coral reefs. And what it'll tell you is not just what single species has what DNA, but the whole suite of organisms that live on a reef. They're shedding slime and scales and all kinds of their DNA is just permeating the water.
Pyle says this concept has been used for years on shallow coral reefs and on land. But it's not until recently that researchers started turning to it for deep reef environments. He explains how the process works.
You bring up a clean, sterilized tube. It has to be sterilized because you don't want to contaminate it with any of the water from shallow organisms or land or anything. And then what we do is we run it through a vacuum pump and suck all that water, a full liter of water, through a tiny little filter, a very, very fine filter. And that traps all the DNA molecules. So then we take that little piece of paper, that filter, stick it in a vial of preservative, and then analyze it. And they have new modern next generation DNA sequencing where it doesn't just target a specific organism, it looks at all the DNA, and then you can figure out who these organisms are.
Pyle says the eDNA test speeds up the process of knowing what organisms live below the surface.
Historically, the way we find out what species live on a reef is we go dive on them and we look at them and we write them down or we take pictures, but that's the conspicuous stuff that you can see. What you can't see is all the little things hiding in the holes. But all of those things, their DNA gets in the water just like the conspicuous things does. So this technique seems very promising for figuring out who else is on the reef besides what we saw there.
Scientists are in the process of analyzing the water samples taken from deep and shallow coral reefs during the expedition. The results will help researchers better understand reef ecosystems of the northwestern Hawaiian Islands and beyond. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.
Now Casey's joining us in the studio this morning to talk more about this sleuthing in the sea. I just love this story. It's so interesting.
Oh, no, yeah. I've definitely talked to Richard for a good solid 15 minutes on the docks when the Rainier came in from the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. Obviously, the big news that came out of that was they found beds of this new algae that they don't know where it came from, but they believe it came from a seaweed farm, like an aquaculture farm, and that was just blanketing certain parts of the Pearl and Hermes Atoll. And also, a complete reef was destroyed by a hurricane last year. That was the big news that came out, but when I started talking to other people, there was also some good news that came out of this. They found a new coral, not really a coral habitat, but a reef habitat, 300 feet off the Pearl and Hermes Atoll, with lush beds of sargassum algae, better known as limukala. And so basically they found this new habitat down there, and they also were able to have this new test that they're conducting right now.
That's fascinating, just so fascinating. So that's great. So they had kind of big bad news, but really good news and doing just good basic science out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every time they go out there, they always find something new or they always have some interesting hook that they are coming back with. They're always learning about these sorts of things. And also deep coral reefs, not much is known about them, but every time they go out and then they start researching this, they are learning more and more with each trip. And so this eDNA thing makes that whole process a lot easier.
You know, to think that, you know, gosh, yeah, everybody's going to shed something, right? And then they just kind of follow the clues and figure out, oh, yeah, you know, this fish and you know, that slug or whatever.
Right, right. So instead of, like Richard was alluding to, instead of diving down and saying, oh, I saw this fish or I saw this or that, they basically get water samples, run it through that fine filter, and then they catch everything, because water is water. Everything goes out into it. So they'll know if there's like a crab hiding in a hole somewhere. They know that crab is present. They know that the slime of like a certain slug is there because it was present within that water sample.
I wonder though if they think, oh gosh, this is like too much information. You know?
Oh, I guess for them, all information is good information, right? It gives them a better idea of what is down there. And like what Richard was alluding to in the piece, this has been done for years in shallow coral reefs and on land, but this is kind of the first time that they are doing this for the northwestern Hawaiian Islands at a depth of around 300 feet. And for they took multiple samples on this trip as well.
Now, are there any plans to use this eDNA process and technique elsewhere?
Actually, he said that it has been conducted in the past in shallow coral reefs. But this is the first time that they're doing it up in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. And he also says that within the next maybe 5 years or so, this may be the go-to method. So we may see more eDNA, this method, being used for scientific discoveries.
Yeah, because as they go deeper and deeper with the robotics, they could probably just, you know, find out more about these mysterious creatures.
Right, yeah, exactly. In this case, on this expedition, they had rebreather apparatuses, and they were down there for a good 13 hours a day, just taking notes, collecting samples, and things like that.
And so will this be published in some findings down the road?
Hopefully. He didn't want to give away too much,
okay.
And he's not too sure of what the results are going to be because they just came back and they have all these samples.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. But thanks so much, Casey.
No, thank you, Catherine.
That was HBR's Casey Harlow talking about the new DNA sequencing technology used by scientists. You can find his stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.